The Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca, known as the Hajj, concludes today with the Feast of the Sacrifice. The festival commemorates the story of Abraham's obedience to God and willingness to sacrifice his son. Muslims around the world observe the day by offering prayers, donating to charity, giving gifts, and, as in any festival, eating. From member station KPLU, Jason DeRose visited a Muslim family as they got ready for the Eid al-Adha and prepared this report.
Well, look at you guys helping out, huh? You guys the helpers today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mama, can we help?
Yeah, you can help. Do you wash your hands?
Okay.
The Janejo family is preparing for the Eid al-Adha by making gulab jamun, a sort of deep-fried donut hole made of butter, flour, milk, and cardamom, then soaked in a rose water and sugar syrup. They only make gulab jamun once a year for the Eid. Aziz Janejo says while not everyone is participating in the Hajj, all Muslims celebrate the Eid.
We are thinking every day what they are doing over there. And we are connected with those pilgrims on this particular day. The day before Eid is a day that we fast the whole day while those pilgrims are standing in 125, 130 degree weather. Because we want to feel what they're feeling over there. And we want to be one with them.
Once in every faithful Muslim's life, she or he is expected to travel to the Grand Mosque in Mecca. The Hajj culminates in the Eid al-Adha, which celebrates a story known to Christians and Jews as well, Abraham's obedience to God.
According to the Islamic tradition, the Almighty commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son.
Ismail Ahmed is the religious advisor to the Islamic Center of Seattle.
Ultimately, in surrendering to the will of God, he took his son to sacrifice him, and God Almighty ask him that you take this ram and sacrifice the ram for the sake of God.
Muslim families commemorate Abraham's submission to God and the sparing of his son by sacrificing a lamb, giving part to charity, and keeping some for themselves. The lamb is the feast's main course. Aziz Janejo's wife, Seema, has enough recipes for lamb to last as long as the meat does.
My family's favorite is barbecue, marinate with the different, you know, Pakistani and Middle Eastern spices. Or you can make lamb curry, you can make a kebab.
Seema's 12-year-old daughter, Tesneem, says the Eid keeps her mindful of the needy.
Our class in our school has started an organization. We're sending money to many different countries to slaughter a lamb and for those people who don't have it.
Tesneem's grandmother, Irene, made the Hajj 16 years ago. She looked forward to the pilgrimage her whole life and says the Eid al-Adha is an emotional reminder of that time.
Personally, it's like a celebration. Enjoying the family, you're enjoying friends, you're enjoying food, you're fulfilling your requirement and slaughtering the animal. And to me, this is a happy day of Eid when you can do these things.
The Janejos, like most Muslim families across the country, will sit down to eat their Feast of the Sacrifice after morning prayers. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Seattle.
You're right, it needs more flour.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, see, you're right. See, I can learn so